that we continue to do the hard work, the labor-intensive work that is required patiently to go through these texts and to make them available. Let us pray, finally, with St. Augustine. You have commanded us, O Lord, to watch and pray that we enter not into temptation. If we could endow ourselves with this gift, merely by willing it, we would not be asking in prayer for it. For if the will sufficed to protect us from temptation, we would not have to pray for it. So now, grant us that we pray rightly, that we not enter into temptation, and by willing it, let us pray that we may be made able to do what we have willed, when, by your grace, we may have freely attained to a right discernment. Amen.
Right now, everybody remembers how many volumes a serious preacher is supposed to have in his library upon graduation? How many? 1,500 is correct. 1,500 volumes in your library. Now, if you want to be a slipshod, no count, sorry, wimpy little sermonizer for wimpy little congregations, then you get the books like 15 Spiffy Sturman Starters. And you add those to your library, and in great throngs, the people will stay away and not want to hear you preach. But if you want to preach well, 1,500 volumes. Now, here is a wonderful 27-volume set coming out that you'll want to be sure to add as you preach on the various texts to find out what the Church Fathers. I've been greatly blessed by patristic theology across the years, particularly by the writings of Irenaeus of Lyon as well as others, and find them very helpful indeed. So we are thankful to you, good doctor, for what you're doing in this text. Thank you for explaining it to us today. And all of these sitting in front of me have just committed to buy all 27 volumes, and so you're going to do well with it. There's one last thing that I want us to do today. Our lecturer will forgive me for doing this, I have not asked his permission, but I do happen to know that his wife is very ill at this particular time, that she has been diagnosed with an unusual form of cancer, the prognosis of which is not particularly good. And it is a sorrowful time for Dr. Oden also. And Dr. Oden, we do a little something here. Our faculty not only is a fine faculty academically, but these are spiritual giants also. And I'm going to ask if you would allow us to do this today. Would you mind, my sweet brother, just coming right around here and kneeling here at the front for just a moment? And the faculty's going to come just get around you. Come on, faculty, if you will. Let's just kneel all around Dr. Oden. And some will place a hand on you here. And we're going to have a special time of prayer just for your sweetheart and for your family. All the faculty's going to come kneel around you here. And maybe out there, wherever you are, you may want to just find a place to kneel down. If you want to do that, let's do that. And after we have prayed, Dr. Oden will be here at the front for a few moments. If you want to come say a word to him of appreciation for coming to us and giving us this time, as well as for the unbelievable hours of effort that are going to be involved in putting this commentary together on the ancient texts, I know you'll come and say that to him. Now let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, we kneel around this, our brother, this morning, cognizant that there are so many situations in life where we founder and fail altogether as humans. And Lord, we stand before you at this time and kneel before you at this time to acknowledge that here's a situation like so many we face, where for all of its marvelous advances, medical science, in the final analysis, must fold its hands and say we cannot do anything significant in this case. But Lord, this is not just a human being. This precious wife is a very special human being who has undergirded the work of her husband across these years. And so, Lord, you're the great physician, and you can do abundantly above and beyond anything that we could ever even begin to ask or think. And, Lord, it is for that reason that we kneel before you today and lift before you this our sister. And we ask you, dear Father, that if it could be within the crowning providences of God above, that you would touch her life and even bring healing to her body. And then, Father, if somehow in the providences of God that should not be your will, then we pray that somehow in these hours and days and weeks and months that yawn out ahead of us, that you would be such comfort to her that she might never have experienced before in her life. Would you just embrace her in your everlasting arms? And Lord Jesus, would you plant upon her brow the divine kiss of acceptance, and may she experience your love as never ever before in her life. And as Dr. Thomas Oden continues to try to do the work of the scholar even with hurting heart, I pray, Lord, that you would sustain him, that the comforting power of the Holy Spirit of God might reach to the depths of his soul, and that every morning when he rises, even as he hurts, Lord, that he might also be able to rejoice and sense the power of the Spirit of God in his own life. Lord, I thank you for bringing him to us for these days. Lord, I pray that you give him safety returning to family now. But Lord, I also pray that you would crown his every effort for the sake of the kingdom of God and the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so, Father, we just recommit him and his wife to you and his whole family and ask your tender providences over them. In Jesus' name we pray, and for his sake we ask it. Amen. Well, thank you so much. You're dismissed. Dr. Oden will be here at the front. If you ought to come say a word to him, please do so.